Or in the same way, say, with the hindrance of sloth and torpor. That when the mind turns to dullness or to kind of lassitude, to sort of sleepiness, drowsiness, yawning. You know, and there's a certain kind of pleasure in that. I remember one time this novice we had at a monastery. Yeah, there's a saying that from the Dhammapada. So there's no greater happiness than Nibbana. And this novice was supposed to be helping out at one of the abbot's kuti, cleaning up and taking water out there, so he went, he got made it out there and sort of did a few little odds and ends, and there was another novice with them, and they ended up just sort of falling asleep in underneath the abbot's kuti, and the senior monk, and he heard them sort of rouse themselves sometime later in the afternoon, and the novice sort of, you could almost hear him sort of just yawn, give a big stretch, you know. Ah, there's no greater happiness than sleeping. The novice's nibbana. The Buddha says that is a that's a hindrance. And so how do we, bring attention to exertion, to putting forth effort, bringing up energy, brightening the mind through energetic states of sustaining attention, because it takes energy. It takes a certain energy, and once one is skilled in that, has cultivated that, and one sees the benefits that derive from bringing up energy, then it and sort of going against and say not nourishing sloth and torpor, then it becomes quite natural. But it takes some time to recognize, because there's that habit in the human condition of just following what is easiest, the sort of the path of least resistance. So that to bringing up one goes against that tendency by, say, putting forth effort and overcoming the tendency to sloth and torpor, to lassitude. And one experiences the fruit of that, and the mind becomes brighter. There's a very satisfying feeling in the mind when one is able to sustain a sense of alertness and awakeness, really being awake for the, whether it's meditation or whatever one's doing. There's a sense of satisfaction, happiness that arises from that, sort of waking up to our life, really.